This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Not just the Astros losing in the Game 7 to the Rangers, although the state of Texas is happy they have a big winner in the Texas Rangers, but in all seriousness, 7 killed, more than 25 injured in a 158 vehicle pileup in Louisiana. And from what I understand, there were some Texans involved in that. And, of course, the great people in the great state of Louisiana as well. Boy, I saw what that looked like. It was horrific what happened. 25 people taken to hospitals with injuries ranging from critical to minor. An unspecified number even left the scene to go to medical facilities, hospitals, etc., on their own. One car went off the interstate and into the water, but the driver was miraculously safely rescued. And that's where we stand, just a snapshot of what we're going to be talking about on this show. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for kicking off the week with us. And boy, you hate to see that. You think of all the different people that were in the middle of what happened there. And it's one of the worst I've seen. And I guess dense fog, some of that was part of the problem. It was very, very low visibility. There was a mixture of wildfire smoke. So, you know, the visibility was really terrible. And you can imagine, if you've ever been in those conditions, you know what that's like when you're white-knuckling it and you're trying to get from A to B. Even if you're crawling, there maybe are other people that aren't. But to say 158 cars, SUVs, all of that, just very, very sad. What a terrible, potent mixture. And this was on 55 in St. John the Baptist Parish, that's just outside of New Orleans. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. I have definitely been in that direction in my life many, 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 many times. So 55 is going to be closed until at least midday on Tuesday. Boy, heavy heart for all the people involved in that. We have some good news. We're going to tell you that when we go to our mic drop coming up in our next segment. Also coming up this hour, we go to the mailbag for a glimpse into your mind. And we'll take you on a little bit of odds and ends from coast to coast to fill you in on what's happening in your backyard and mine and what ties it all together, the things that bind us. And I did make reference to the Astros Rangers, so I want to pay that off as somebody who lived in the great state of Texas for a long time, and I really cut my teeth, so to speak, on the Rangers. The Rangers organization was very, 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 very good to me when I was a very, very green talk show host, and I was happy to see the Rangers get this win, 11-4 over the Astros in 7. So they're going to the World Series to take on either the Philadelphia Phillies or the Arizona Diamondbacks, because that too is going to a Game 7. So for all the people listening in Arizona that have been sending me emails about what did I think about the team, well, there you go. Pushing it to a Game 7. Right now, right at the top, let's go to our pal Grim. We're going to squeeze him in. Hey, Grim, what's up?
Well, that's a tragedy, but it's not really why I called in. I've drove that so many times working
me
offshore.
Me too. Oh, yeah, working offshore, yeah. That would be the artery you would go down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's worse going to Cameron.
Oh, I bet.
This time of the year when fog comes in, you can't see your hand in front of your face with the fog. But really, Kate, did Biden really say we're running low on ammunition? I mean, let's give it to China. China's already moving ships in to surround our fleet.
Well, China, they have the biggest Navy now over the U.S. Their Navy is bigger, which that is shocking to me, but it definitely is, and we already know that. And the numbers are there militarily, so to speak, in areas that China has absolutely passed us. So it is scary to think about that. I agree, and that's why they're circling as well.
Well, the thing is China has bought up so much of our land.
Yep.
They don't have an intention of waging a nuclear war.
No.
Because they want to come in here, and when we're so weak, no ammo, they will take it over, and they will use it for production of their people. That's the classic scenario with any government. Red Dawn, the movie, where Russia just invades the country. I tell you, I see it unfolding.
Boy, I hope not. I hope it doesn't go to that length. But
even if it did, what they don't realize is we got enough conservative rednecks that have stockloads of ammunition and weapons. That was the biggest fears in Texas is that every American was considered to have a gun in the closet. Don't go there, they'll shoot you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there, you know, somebody said that to my neighbor, said that to me in the free state of Florida is what they call it. And he said, listen, no one's coming here because it's going to be just like Texas. And if you think you're getting anywhere and you're going to go through the state, it's not happening. So in all seriousness, I mean, there is something to that. That's a deterrent, I suppose, right? I can tell you, as somebody who's traveled, that's exactly, Grim, what people think of the United States, that the people are armed, heavily armed, we're crazy and armed, and much different than in England, where there are no weapons. It's miraculous if someone has a weapon, but they have knives. But yeah.
Well, you can get a stick.
The Bobby has a stick that they can hit you over the head with. And seriously, that is absolutely right. I mean, that is absolutely 100% how people in other parts of the world view us. So it is very strange. It's very strange what we're seeing actually unfold. It is. I mean, you know, we need the levity by watching sports. I mean, we do. We need the distraction in a good way, because otherwise we'd be miserable.
Miami now and Philadelphia.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. That's right. We'll just forget that one for now. referring to the game. Hey, Grim, you're great. Thanks for the call. Always adding that levity. Even when he's got that severe pain and everything that he's had to deal with medically speaking, a longtime listener of the show. And it is true. It is true that, again, as somebody who has traveled all over the place, is exactly what is portrayed in the U.S. One thing that's not so good is nobody's really making that good run for the gavel. So we still are caught in the same situation of there is no Speaker of the House. In fact, there was a new poll that was done, USA Today Suffolk poll. Two-thirds want a quick Speaker decision. Determined that 2 out of 3 U.S. voters in this poll want Congress to act quickly. Wow. To elect a new Speaker of the House to prevent a government shutdown and provide aid to, of course, Israel and Ukraine. Speaking of Israel, some good news coming up next.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
As far as the hostages are concerned, are you ready for this? First, a couple of things. One, Hamas terrorists were told whoever brings a hostage gets 10 grand. So there's footage that shows in these interrogations that that was part of what the deal was, that one of the terrorists told Israeli forces that, yes, we were told if you get hostages and bring them back to an apartment, you are getting 10,000 for everyone you bring. And the plan said that had been to take over the town they attacked and hold positions where they had finished killing and kidnapping the people there, which we saw the horror that they created, and that's exactly what they methodically were doing if you think about how they kidnapped the people. Now, here is the good news. Two more hostages were released. Yes. And it's worth applause, absolutely. I mean, these were older women. These were, one was a nurse. Just sad stories to read about. Why did you do that to them? Why did you kidnap them? And a nurse at Tel Aviv's Ichilov Hospital said in a video statement that Nurit Cooper and Nuchivid Lifshiz appeared to be in very good health after arriving at the Israeli Medical Center directly after their release from captivity in Gaza. And the two elderly women were both speaking. They had an emotional reunion, as you can imagine, with their families. And they rested before the doctors did some tests on them to determine how medically they were. Both of them were on medication that they were unlikely to get, of course, during the 2 weeks in captivity. And they say in the morning they'll have an even better understanding of how they are, but they appear to be pretty darn good. I mean, of course, the families must be so incredibly relieved. I just, to put yourself, to close your eyes in this for a second, I mean, I don't want to take you there, but just to do that and think about someone in your family having this happen and you dealing with that, you know what your head would feel like? You know what it would be like trying to do whatever you normally do for a living or what you do with your family? It would be incredibly tough. It would be incredibly tough. If you've dealt with any kind of trauma, anything emotionally, which all of us have had something, right? It's the peaks and the valleys, losing somebody, that kind of thing, something dramatic or traumatic happens to you. It's the worst. But I can't imagine how boiling you would be inside if your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your mother was kidnapped. It just made no sense whatsoever. But like I said, the good news is that they both were released. These were Israeli women, so not American women. So hopefully that is a sign of perhaps things to come and more people will be released. Fingers crossed and everything else that happens, right? That happens. All right, a couple of other things, and I just briefly mentioned this, but in the race to grab the gavel for the Speaker of the House, of course, there's all this behind closed doors, and who could possibly, you know, there's 9 Speaker candidates, and who could possibly end up getting the gavel? Is there somebody in this crowd that could get it? You know, it's I feel like I'm looking at the Academy Awards with the little boxes of the faces of everyone. In all seriousness, I had a conversation with somebody on the Hill today briefly because it was chaotic and they're running around. And I said, any movement, anything happening? And got back, you know, take your pick. Who do you think of the nominees could possibly jump into this gridlock and become the next speaker? I mean, this is crazy history we don't want to see being made, but it is. Somebody who's kind of risen a little bit is Congressman Tom Hemmer. Then you also have from Texas Congressman Pete Sessions as well. Hemmer is one of 2 Republicans running for Speaker, though, who voted to certify the 2020 election results. Trump allies, including Steve Bannon, back when all that happened, called on Republicans to take him out of the mix, and are probably saying that again, echoing the same thing. Take him out of the mix now for Speaker, but you know he was somebody that was pointed out during everything that happened with the election, the aftermath of the election. You know, and he supported Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy was ousted. He supported Jim Jordan. Jordan couldn't get enough support. So that's kind of a divided situation there for him, even though there are some that say they like him and would absolutely support him. Because then you go, you know, you look at the breakdown of everyone. And Emmer's one that supported the 2020 election results. Also, Austin Scott from Georgia. And both of those members signed onto the Texas lawsuit seeking to throw out votes in key swing states, objecting to certifying the 2020 election. And these are names that are being talked about, include Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma, Gary Palmer from Alabama. I already mentioned Pete Sessions from Texas, Jack Bergman from Michigan. Here's the other thing that you could dive into, who has voted against Ukraine aid. That would also be Pete Sessions from Texas, Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma, Byron Donalds from Florida. Most of the candidates have reservations about additional funding to Ukraine. I mean, and I could go through other things, but you get the flow here of where it's going. And, you know, nine, I guess, are officially running for speaker. This is 3 weeks of chaos, folks. 3 weeks. 3 weeks of chaos without a leader in the House. So the House Republicans are hearing from each candidate. That's what happened during the day in a closed-door forum. It actually happened kind of midday into the night. And does this take us down a path? Does this narrow the crowd? You know, does this thin the herd of candidates, so to speak, to grab the gavel? One doesn't know. and it really is. They're put a lid on it. When you get behind those closed doors, a lid has been shut down on it. And the answer to that question is, I would hope eventually we're going to have a speaker. But right now, they're at that square one spot. Right? They're at square one, and the tiny moves are being made, but I don't feel confident that we're going to have another speaker by the end of the week. You know, we got a bunch of days in between Monday and Friday, and even into the weekend, but it doesn't feel that way to me. It feels like we're caught in this time warp thing, and we're going to keep going round the bend a little bit more, and eventually something will happen. It has to happen. Somehow, maybe it's Patrick McHenry. Maybe the agreement is that he stays in place until January. That's already been discussed. Eventually, that might be the break the glass move. You know what I'm saying? An emergency break the glass. So break the glass, grab the gavel, Patrick. And Patrick McHenry ends up doing that spot, serving till January and until more can be flushed out as to who can really get the votes they need to get into this position. All right, because we are weather crazed on this show, because all of you want to know what's going on in the weather, Hurricane Tammy. Tropical Depression 21 in the Atlantic. Tammy is kind of meandering, teasing us toward Bermuda. It's a newly formed tropical depression. And, you know, what we look for is, where is it making landfall? What does it look like? It's going to make landfall in Nicaragua. Ooh. Pretty slow, I got to tell you that. All right, you reacted to a lot of things, including that horrific crash in Louisiana. We're going to the mailbag next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News Update. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial is concluded. He took the stand earlier today. Trump engaged in repeated disputes with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records, saying after the proceedings,
"This is a case that should have never been brought, and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed."
Maine's two senators are pressing the Army for explanations following a tragic incident in which a reservist took the lives of 18 people last month regarding Robert Card. Mental well-being. Card is Sergeant First Class in the Army Reserves, had a documented history of mental health issues prior to the shooting in Lewiston. Prosecutors have until next month to hand over DNA evidence to the judge in the Idaho student murder case. Brian Koberger is accused of the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students last November. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
Yeah!
Joe starts us off listening to us in New Orleans on 990 AM. He says, Kate, boy, this is all anyone's talking about in Louisiana. Seven people just killed after this huge car, massive truck pile up on 55 thanks to some really dense fog. Scary. If you look at any of the pictures, I would tell your listeners to go and look, and it shows you how deadly fog can be, or what they're calling here a super fog. It really hit us hard, and this was just west of the city. And it was just the conditions that deteriorated where you couldn't see 10 feet in front of you. And you had a fire after the initial crash. You had hazardous liquid mixed in. And so because of that tanker trailer, it made it even worse. In fact, the news station that I was watching said that the law enforcement is asking people if they have a missing family member who is traveling through that area on Monday morning to reach out. People, be careful out there. Pay attention to the weather. I'm not blaming any of the people. It just happened upon them as they were getting and doing their normal things that they would do in the morning. And, you know, this was, the visibility was just absolutely awful. Yeah, you know what? Thank you for that, Joe. It is awful. They were talking about because they've had these unprecedented wildfires and extreme heat, and anybody listening down there knows, or any of you have visited New Orleans or parts of Louisiana, you know, and they've had that, what you call exceptional drought. And when that happens, it creates sometimes these conditions. You know, you think of the wetlands and what's there and the lack of rain and the extreme heat and all of that would create some of that fog possibility, and really the fires is what creates that too. So the repeat of a super fog is unlikely for Tuesday morning because the winds will be stronger. Because the winds need to be calm or light to have that dense fog. But this was widespread. And the visibility started to really crush anyone who was driving from about 4 a.m. until right before 10 a.m. So now you think of people traveling and those morning times and how that accident could happen. And I can see it. I can see how that accident would happen. Yeah, just really, really sad. Okay, this one is from Kenny, who says, Kate, I've been listening to Nail the Score, and I'm curious, did anybody nail the score this time around? I think it was that Eagles-Dolphins game that you picked. I didn't get in time. I was going to try to call or send an email, but I missed, so I figured I would just kind of play along myself and make a guess, and my guess was way off, so I probably saved myself the embarrassment. Yeah, the Eagles beat the Dolphins 31-17, and, you know, that doesn't really tell the story. The story of that game was the Eagles had turnovers and mistakes, but Minnesota, but the Dolphins didn't capitalize enough on them, and then they made their own mistakes, and you just can't do that. I mean, you can score up on Philly. Philly has some weak points, definitely, but if you keep giving them the ball, then you're going to pay. When you have Jalen Hurts, eventually you're going to pay. In fact, he passed for 279 yards, threw a touchdown, and ran for one because that's what he's going to do. He's going to try to put it on his shoulders and do what he has to do because he wanted to rebound from a pick six. And that's what happened. He rebounded from a pick six, hit Brown with the winning touchdown, and threw for those yards I mentioned and combined for those three scores. Remember, this was a Super Bowl team from last year. Miami's good, though, and Miami was right in there. If they hadn't messed up with some of their, you know, some of their turnovers, some of their mistakes, I don't know. It was close. It was very close for most of that game. All right, let me just throw this in for grins. We have a man cave coming up in our next hour. But how about this? The Minnesota Vikings beat the 49ers 22-17 in front of the home crowd. They were crazy about it. That's a huge, huge win. Christian McCaffrey scored twice for the losing 49ers, but they lost their second straight game for the first time in that 34-game stretch, which shows they can be beaten and intercepted and on and on. Justin Jefferson, sideline with a hamstring, had 7 catches for 123 yards in his breakout game on a prime time stage. Right? That's Addison, not Jefferson. Like, normally I'd be saying that. I'd be like, do you know who did that? And I would have to tell you, no, it is Addison who stepped up and had the play of the game. So there you go. And it shows you how even the best can be beaten by a rookie like Jordan Addison. All right, moving on to Rita, who says, Kate, watching what's going on with these hostages, watching what's happening to the people who are, let's face it, as you call it, human shields for those Hamas terrorists, is very sad to see the children's faces, the bodies, the people running with children. It really should make us all grateful for where we find ourselves in the world today, because I think it would be very tough to be living that day after day after day, but that's your homeland. And can you imagine just being pushed out? And I think a lot of us can't imagine what that would be like. And this thing could drag on for a while. Benjamin Netanyahu, to me, is a man on a mission, and I think he's going to continue to bomb and do what he has to do to eliminate Hamas. Well, I agree with you there. I think it's, you know, he's used those words for sure. He's gone to visit the troops, and he said it's do or die. He addressed them, in fact, in Lebanon on the other side of the border. And, you know, Israel has stepped up airstrikes ahead of this ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. So there's no holding back. I mean, there's no holding back because Israel was, especially Netanyahu, it's on his watch, was humiliated and mortified and sickened by what happened. How could Israel be asleep at the wheel like that? Those are things that are still being discussed, but he is disgusted and wants to show the world, you don't mess with us this way. So there's not going to be a lot of back down. I think there's no launching into it hurriedly for a couple of different reasons, and one of them is because the thought is that we have to at least, and I think people are talking to him about that, we have to at least make a very good run at getting as many hostages back as we can. Because you know they got the hostages, obviously the proof with hostages being released. This is from Jake, who has emailed this show forever and ever and ever. I think we've grown up with him, right? Going through his school years and everything else. Anyway, so Jake says, hi, Kate. Hi, people listening to America Tonight. So I guess that would make you listeners. There's so many different things I want to talk about with you. But how about this pilot? It's just something I happened to see. This Alaska Airlines pilot who was trying to shut down plane engines mid-flight. What? I guess he was booked on 83 counts of attempted murder. And if you've ever flown any of those little flights, you know, Alaska Airlines seems pretty safe to me. I've taken it back and forth from Washington to San Francisco. But to have a security threat like that in the cockpit, you know, in the jump seat, boy, that could have been really creepy. That could have been another sad, sad tale. Yeah, you know, just to kind of flesh that out a little bit for people who don't know the story, he was an off-duty pilot, and he tried to shut off, he's right, the plane's engines mid-flight. That happened on Sunday, which caused the flight to divert to Portland, Oregon. And it was going to San Francisco. It had to be diverted because that threat in the cockpit. And luckily, the captain and the first officer responded very quickly. Engine power was not lost, and the crew secured the aircraft without any kind of an incident, which is a good thing. Of course it is. And they just followed procedures. And this is a flight that took off before 5:30 in the evening and landed about an hour later in Portland. Wow. And even the audio from the plane. Heads up, we got a guy trying to shut off the engines. Yikes. Email me your thoughts on anything, day or night, kate@katedelaneradio.com.
Ever feel feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As we close out this hour of the show, woohoo! Olympian Mary Lou Retton returns from the hospital. $450,000 in money came in donations. Wow. You know, her daughter, who was so panicked, knew she didn't have health insurance, put something out there. And people loved her, whether she was your heir or not. On the Wheaties box, Goodwill ambassador in so many ways, you know, former gold medal winning Olympic gymnast, and had that rare pneumonia. And she still has recovery, and there's, you know, she's taking baby steps. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, you still can see, and whenever there's the Olympics, they always, when they do gymnastics, they show her a perfect 10 on a vault. She became the first American woman to win the all-around individual gold in gymnastics. Piece of trivia for you, a hunk of trivia, 1984. So she's a piece of Americana, and to so many people represented so much that, you know, that they're seeing that, hearing that made them very, very sad. So that's an incredible amount of money. They were, the original, the request was just in this spot fund page, $50,000, could you contribute? Because she was concerned about what is that hospital bill, you know, gonna be like. And 8,300 voters, you know, voters, people who went on the spot fund thing, donors, they decided that even if it's $10, you know, they put the $10 in, and how about that? And, you know, I heard somebody on a morning show where, of course, they're wisecracking, I get it, but one of the guys was saying, well, how do we know? How do we know she's sick? And how, you know, with the money, it's like, dude, you don't want to go there. No. Like I said, because when you think about sports and when you think about gymnastics, and especially 80s and the dominance you used to have so much with the Russian gymnast, she was a real breakthrough gymnast for the United States. And more power to her daughters for saying, wow, what do we do? I mean, we don't know. Is mom even going to make it? What do we do here? All right, speaking of what do? Here's something that I think we can all relate to. The whole idea of once we started to have the iPhones and the Androids and all that, you started to have the phenomenon of you put the phone in your jeans, you got the butt dial going on. Well, now 911 workers are saying that the smartphone operating systems are impacting you and your family's safety, because they're saying it's creating a surge in the number of accidental calls to 911, and it can be incredibly frustrating that it's aggravating because so many more people dial it not realizing it. And like, just even in one dispatch place in Florida, for example, in a major county, they say for every 1 in 5 they receive, it's not a real one. So you take an accidental call, and then maybe you have somebody who's having a true emergency that doesn't have that time, that extra 5-10 seconds, whatever it is, and they can't get through. And it's the operating system update for Android and iPhones that make it easier to call 911. You hit the side button, and all of a sudden, boom, and it goes back to this thing. Phones in pockets and purses and cup holders and jostling around enough will trigger the calls. And I have to say, when I started to hear this discussion, I realized that has happened to me. It happened to me most recently when I was at the Gypsy Kings concert. And I don't know what it was. It was because of the jostling the phone around. And all of a sudden I looked and I'm like, and you know, I hit it off right away. But it was that 911 thing on the side button that came up. So be careful, people out there, because you don't want to cost someone those precious moments when you don't realize what's happening, where it could keep going. I think that could happen easily, because it goes back to my analogy of, remember the butt dialing, when you had no clue and you were dialing somebody, but it got caught on something, jeans, your pants, the purse, the whatever, and then ring, ring, ring. And all of a sudden, you know, you realize what happened, especially in the middle of the night. Did you ever get any of those calls in the middle of the night? And then it's someone you know. You look down and you see it, and you know exactly what it was. You know exactly what happened. And so that's the reason, you know. Yeah, this was accidental. This was accidental. That's what happened. That's what happened here, right? Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy. Another thing that is east to west that I think that we all share, whether you could care less or just you're briefly seeing it constantly thrown in your face so you're aware of it, is the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I mean, we've talked about it on the show, how much money she's making in these concerts, how it's a big thing, it's an event, taking daughters to it, or just even adults going in groups, and you're a Swiftie, or are you a Swiftie, do you have a bracelet, do you know what the secret songs are, you know, that whole thing. I mean, it's a moment in pop history. But now that she's dating Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs, the tight end, it's become a kind of a, I don't know, just another another opportunity for more exposure for someone who already is getting a ton of exposure. And whenever she goes to a game, she's not asking for that. But how can you ignore it because so many people are talking about it? She'll have a Kansas City Chiefs sweatshirt or shirt on, and she's cheering, and she's in the box somewhere. And, of course, that was what happened again over the weekend. And I just have to believe, and I know you're seeing this, even if you don't know much about Taylor Swift, you understand the basics. And the NFL is eating this up. And why are they eating it up? Because they have this incredible, phenomenally popular singer who is now appearing at these games. And, yeah, the people are paying attention to it. They're buying more jerseys. Young girls are paying attention to the game, that supposedly. So they're gonna capitalize on those moments. And he had another big game where he had almost 200 yards and a touchdown, and the Chiefs beat the Chargers. So they're 6-1, 31-17, by the way. Same score that the Eagles had over the Dolphins. So this is absolutely, if you know nothing about Taylor Swift, I bet you have seen photos of her. I bet you have seen photos. When you drive by a gas station, do you have a favorite gas station you go to? If you are a fan of Hess, how about Chevron buying Hess for $53 billion? And another mega oil merger, because there was one earlier this month. And it's the second, I'll call it kind of, I don't know if it's a surprise, but like a little bit of a shakeup, I guess, right? So the International Energy Agency reported last month that demand for oil, gas, and coal will peak by 2030 before going into a steady decline. Do you think that's true? We're in 2023. That led the director of the International Energy Agency to warn oil company executives that decisions to double down on fossil fuel infrastructure could be misguided, that it wasn't necessarily a smart direction to go in, and that Chevron is looking at short-term profits if they're doing that. So in Hess, Chevron gets a shale driller with oil assets across North America, links to Asia. Oh, you think of Hess. It was founded in 1933 by Leon Hess. This was a guy who delivered fuel by truck during the Great Depression before he set up an oil terminal in New Jersey. I know all about it growing up in New Jersey. So this is a big, big sale. The music means that we got to skedaddle for this hour anyway. Thanks to all of you for listening. And a big tip of the cap to Nate the Great Reader. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy, my friends.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.